Voices, Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. Give you the features free, so head on over there and enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. See what I mean? Go and visit freetalklive.com. There's no logging in required, though there is a login, and that's how you get to control the content of the site. But you can enjoy the site without logging in, and there's no membership fee. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. So head on over there. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's first talk to Steve, calling way far away from Singapore. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What time is it there?
It is about 10, you know.
10 in the morning. Nice.
Yep.
So, what's
Sunday morning, you said?
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, okay.
So, go ahead, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was just, you know, I started listening to you guys a couple months back. I recently heard your Veterans Day episode because I don't get to listen to it every day. You know, I get it on iTunes and whatnot. But I just wanted to say for all the people out there acting like, you know, you hate America and all this and that, you know, like you guys are exactly right. You know, I found out about, you know, this whole liberty movement and stuff just from being jaded against everything. And, you know, it really just opened up my eyes. And you know, fortunate for me, my enlistment is coming to an end soon. So I'm fortunate to be able to get out. And now I can, you know, focus on my efforts on promoting liberty. And, you know, I've been reading and telling people, and it's just an incredible thing.
What are your plans? I mean, you've been in the military for, what, 4 years? How long?
8 years.
Eight? Oh, wow. Okay, so you've been active all 8 years?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. So what are your plans when you get out? I mean, being in the military, some people find that despite the promises they were given by the recruiters, doesn't actually help them do anything to find a career in life. What's your plan?
I'm going to use the GI Bill, you know, so, you know, I'm still going to be a leech, you know, in some people's eyes, but I feel that I've earned it, but, I'm going to use the GI Bill, go to school. I want to be a teacher, and, you know, I wish I knew about the Free State Project earlier, because I would have tried to relocate there, but, you know, I don't really want to say where I'm going in case someone from Singapore hears this. You know, it's a small place. I don't want to get myself in too much trouble, but, you know, maybe
Singapore's
down the road,
a small place?
Singapore is an extraordinarily small place, but she's probably talking about the military.
Oh, in the military.
Specifically.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
What kind of teaching do you want to do?
I want to do early childhood education.
So, like preschool? That kind of thing?
No, it'd be like kindergarten, elementary school, just to be a good role model and know these kids' lives.
I'd like to say I don't think for a second that using whatever government quote unquote service is out there that is available to you is being a leech. I think that that the problem with government is the way that it funds itself, and that funding is through force and coercion, not the quote unquote services that it provides. Now, I mean, there are always things that go along with those services, but part of what it is being in the military for 8 years, and you've already done that, so you know.
Right, it's just part of the agreement that. That you know you signed with them, so you're just taking your part of the agreement. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Some would call it being a leech, but I just don't think those people are creating a path for the average person to get the ideas of liberty.
Yeah,
frankly.
Those people aren't being very friendly, are they? So I guess you're going to leave the military and then join and work for. Are you planning on working in the government school system? Don't you think that's going to encounter some of the same frustrations?
Well, no, that's the thing. You know, I'm going to try to work for a private institution.
Oh, okay. Now, you understand you don't make as much money typically doing that, though.
Oh, I know. I'm going to take a huge pay cut, you know, leaving the military. But it's one of those things I want to go back to, the things you were saying on Veterans Day. Like, you know, when you were saying the people who see what the problems are and they don't do anything that are cowards, I completely agree because... You know, knowing what I know now and how I feel, there's no way I could stay in and do it. Yeah. You know, it's you know, I struggle with it now to justify, you know, what we're doing. And it's like, I'm lucky enough that my enlistment is coming to an end soon. Because otherwise, I'd go crazy if I had to do 4 more years, you know?
No kidding.
I have to get out.
Well, good on you, Steve, and I hope that your circumstances change to allow you to come to New Hampshire, because there are a lot of people that are interested in education up here, a lot of parents that are interested in alternative education options, setting up private schools. They do have one Free Stater-run private school, or Liberty Activist-run private school, don't they, Mark? Didn't I hear there's one up in, like, Manchester somewhere?
I know that they had one at one point. I don't know, you know, what's going on with
I mean, I don't have a kid, so I don't pay close attention to that.
And I don't live in Manchester, nor do I.
Right. So, but at there's a good movement up here, Steve, for that, and I hope that you'll be able to make it. But certainly congratulations on getting out and getting out without any limbs blown off or anything like that. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck. Let's continue here at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Scott, listening to XM in Alabama on Extreme Talk. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say to the last caller that, he has every right to use that GI Bill. I went through college myself with the GI Bill. If it wasn't for that, I never would have got through college.
Did you have any trouble collecting on it? Because we've heard from a lot of vets that, they felt like whatever the services were that they were promised to them upon enlistment didn't really pan out.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It wasn't a problem. The VA and the Montgomery GI Bill is a lot better nowadays. They have things straightened out and squared away, and it's real simple.
Well, Mark, if I recall correctly, I'm sorry to interrupt, Scott, but if I recall correctly, the complaint about the GI Bill was that you don't get what you're promised if you do something like get written up for like smoking pot, or you get caught for some sort of violation of the military code of justice. That could potentially screw up your GI benefits. Is that true?
I don't know for sure, but I know that some people have been dishonorably discharged and they've kept their GI Bill, and I know others that have lost it. So
got it.
I think
so it's a coin flip.
Case by case.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share, Scott?
Yeah. For anybody that has the benefits, they have the post 9/11 GI Bill now that offers additional funds. And for anybody that's done their time, don't feel like they're, leeching or anything like that. They've earned it. They can use it, That's all.
Yeah, I mean, you put your butt on the line, you could have been killed in some desert hellhole, and I would agree with you on that one. I thank you, Scott, for the call and the thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. I wouldn't recommend joining the military in any way, shape, or form. It just seems like a really poor idea if you just want to go to college to join the military. Of course, I generally think college is a waste of money as well.
Yeah, when I look at the opportunity to die in a battlefield, is outweighed by the chance that you're going to commit suicide, and I assume that means that the conditions in the military must really, really stink. You read about all these cases of PTSD and these soldiers that come home with lacking limbs and things like that. Frankly, whatever they're offering doesn't sound doesn't sound good enough to me.
You know, Mark, that reminds me, we had touched on PTSD the other night, and I don't know if you saw that piece, but I know you mentioned to me that there was some more thoughts you wanted to share from it. I don't know if you can pull it up again, that might be interesting. In the meantime, let's go to Alan, listening in Michigan to WSJM-FM. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, hey, on this overpopulation thing,
okay.
I have a small business in the area, and if we could get a handle on, like, the welfare and the easy ride, maybe it wouldn't be so comfortable to have all these kids.
Certainly the welfare system has some real backwards incentives in it, and I think ending government welfare would be a huge step forward for the people in this country, because you get people hooked on welfare, and you're right, they'll be incentivized to have more children that they can't afford just so they can get more money on their welfare checks, and that's not good for those kids, and it's not good for anyone. I'll tell you what, Alan, hold your thoughts. We'll come back with you here. I know you had a little more to say. 855-450-FREE. Want to make sure you get a chance to get it all out. 1-855-450-3733. Wait a minute. Do we just say end welfare? What about the poor? What about the people that need help? Oh, inevitably, we'll address that objection coming up here in a moment. 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 2nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,756.50. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,799.79, $899.90 for a half ounce, or $449.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,799.79, $899.90, and $449.95.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition here with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Join you, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for news updates. Be kept in the loop about Free Talk Live and do it in the way that works best for you. We've got emailed updates, or maybe you'd prefer to follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can get signed up for all three of those things at news.freetalklive.com. But when you go to the Facebook page, if you like us on Facebook, Mark, you're giving away all kinds of prizes on Facebook.
That much is true.
And yeah, I think you were giving one away today. Am I correct about that?
It was yesterday evening. I ran into today, and I'm going to do another one this evening.
You are. So coming up here sometime tonight, you'll be. What are you going to give away? Can you tease us?
I was thinking about giving away more Totosax.
Totosax. You can bring your groceries back in from the car. It makes it really easy. I love the Totosax.
Yep,
great product.
All you have to do is guess a number between, one and 1,000, or sometimes I have guess a letter and I give away multiple prizes, things like that.
So jump on over to facebook.freetalklive.com. If you haven't already liked us on Facebook, click the like button, and then when the contest comes up, all you have to do is enter your answer, and Mark, you'll take care of the rest, right?
That's right. So if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. As a matter of fact, I've done quite a bit of shopping over at ManVentureOutpost.com, and they've got all kinds of outdoor gear. I've got a downfield coat, and boy, that thing's warm. Got it at a great rate, too. ManVentureOutpost.com, they've got some of the best rates on the Internet as far as camping, hunting, and shooting gear. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. It's family-owned business in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Alan listening in Michigan, Benton Harbor, WSJM-FM. Alan, you're back on Free Talk Live. We were talking about ending welfare. Are you there with us?
Yeah, thank you very much. No, I have to say that I've got a small business. I have a little bit of education in human behavior, and I think the perspective on it is wrong. To think that somebody has children to get more welfare is to give them credit for being intelligent as though that's an investment. They are on welfare because they're stupid and they're lazy, and it's increasingly more and more, and they get sloppy, and therefore that's the result of the kids.
I think it's probably true that they're lazy, but I don't know if that means that everyone on welfare is stupid. I think
humans react to incentives, and if you incentivize people to have, they don't have to be smart to act on incentives. Rats act on incentives.
Now listen, I have needed assistance myself. And they forced me to go on help for 3 months in order to get a specific surgery, and then I went back to work and built a business. I hire these people. I pay them cash. They want their cash so they can stay on the program, and they talk about reproducing, and it is sloppy, and it is lazy, and they are not intelligent enough to say, if I have more kids, that's an investment to get a bigger check. They do not see it that way. As far as the population goes, you giving them an incentive would be to put a fire under their fanny and get them out there and say, I have got to do this.
But the incentive is to have more children. I mean, it doesn't take an intelligent individual, and I don't know how intelligent the average person on welfare is, but I would say that, when their friend says, hey, look, I had another kid and I got a larger check, all you have to do is have another kid and get a larger check, yeah, they're smart enough to figure that out.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do, because you are intelligent and I'm intelligent, and that's how we would reason it. But I see these people every day and they don't reason it that way. I got pregnant. Oh, no kidding. All right. That's just the end of it. There is no more conversation about it. It's not like an investment. They just really don't know.
Well, I'm not denying your experience. I believe your experience, and I think that, that's valid. But I think there are a lot of people to put everybody on welfare into the same group and to say these people fill in the blank is just not fair. It's collectivizing folks, and it doesn't speak to each individual's experience. And there are also people that get welfare checks so they can buy drugs and resell those drugs, which is, very thoughtful thing to do.
I have been in line, and I have watched a food stamp, we call them bridge cards there in Michigan, be cashed out so they could buy liquor. I have seen it. It's an unbelievable thing. In our particular area, we've got a huge amount of migrant workers, and you think, oh, God, there we go, it's the Mexican thing. No, it's unbelievable how it's all across the board. It is being monopolized because these folks are being fed laziness and sloppiness. That's what the welfare system should be called. It helped me because I had an incentive to go back to work, and I was there for 3 months. when it becomes a one-year thing, and it's not any different than this unemployment being extended. These people are coming to my door applying for jobs, and they want to be paid cash because they don't want to lose their unemployment. It is an incentive for them.
I want to be paid cash just because it's better to be paid cash.
Yeah, I don't want the government taking my money.
Yeah. but I'm not on welfare. I just want to be paid cash.
Population goes. The second thing I wanted to say, we had a fish kill in the area. And according to the local news, we went and investigated all these factories to see who dumped the poison into the rivers, and it turned out to be carp herpes that killed them all.
Carp herpes?
Carp herpes?
Never heard of such a thing.
Herpes. Yeah, and they're talking about evolution. All right, sending the herd. And then the third thing I wanted to say, almost everyone I know and meet in Michigan voted for the legalization of medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as soon as you have the card, you're no longer allowed to buy a firearm to go hunting or
really?
For personal protection, because that's you're saying that you are, you're lying on your form saying that you don't use narcotics.
Wow.
That's crazy.
How did marijuana become a narcotic? I don't believe marijuana is a narcotic.
That's incredible. It's a new issue that came up this year. And we're not talking about drug abuse in any way. I'm talking
right.
about medical marijuana. I think that is a fabulous, natural thing. And if it's done in a regular, I hate taking aspirin. All right.
I heard you, man.
All right. The benefits of that, and then to be compared to, well, you're not allowed to protect yourself at home or go hunting for deer. I don't understand this. What is the standard here, though? Almost all of Michigan legalized.
It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Now, is it also true, let's use the term narcotic appropriately here. For instance, there are plenty of prescription drugs that should be considered narcotics. I mean, there's, oxycodone can be incredibly inhibiting as far as your abilities are concerned.
Yeah, in our industry, I'd say 70% of the guys who run through the employment here are addicted to Vicodin.
Right. Are they allowed to own firearms in Michigan?
Yes. Isn't that something?
It's only against the illegal drugs. Only if you use illegal drugs are you not allowed to own a firearm, is what you're saying.
Listen, on the rental properties that we own, when I bought out another landlord, they said, I would rather rent to a pothead because they're clean and they're calm and they're kind.
Well, again, generalizing doesn't. It's not really fair. We got to let you go. Thank you.
Generalizing never is true.
Yeah, generalizing generally not a good idea. there are some dirty potheads out there. I've known a few of them, but some of them are clean. It all depends. People are different. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. Bring up whatever you want. So go ahead, drink all the alcohol you want. You can own a firearm, but
what's
if you smoke pot.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WDC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free
sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free, bring us anything you want. Live Saturday edition here, as always, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-3733.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any period of time, you've heard about Bitcoin. Yet, obtaining them has been kind of tricky for some folks. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store, so you can go there and buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service right there on the website. All you have to do is click the live support link at the top. You can see Crypto Exchange's banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we just got off the phone with a gentleman, and we were talking about welfare. And I think our opinions on it differed somewhat as far as the people that take welfare. He kind of lumped them all into one group and treated them as though they all have the same mindset. And I think that's not true.
It sounds like he has a certain level of bitterness in dealing with folks that have taken welfare. And,
yeah.
I could understand some level of bitterness in that area, because if you can imagine what it's like to try to give a job to a person who can't take a job because they'll lose their quote-unquote benefits, mm-hmm. And how hard they'll work and what they've been taught the value of a dollar by having, sitting around and having kids or whatever. I can see that. But at the same time, it doesn't forward the conversation in saying these people are stupid.
Right. I think that you were pretty right on, Mark, by saying that people respond to incentives. Whether they're stupid or not,
There's people, a lot of value. I mean, you know, yeah.
People respond to incentives. I mean, you look at tests with beasts in cages, chimpanzees or whatever, and they will respond to incentives. So that's just a fact. And so what you do is you change the way the incentives work. The government system of welfare sucks. It is run by bureaucrats who are, you know, mostly middle class and get paid very well. In fact, that's where the majority of the money that goes into the welfare system goes. It actually goes to the middle class bureaucrats that run the program, considering welfare. Welfare has something like a 60% or 70% overhead. Now you compare welfare to government welfare to like a private charity, say the Salvation Army or something like that, one of those private groups. They're doing a whole lot better. They tend to have the reverse. They tend to have like a 10% to 30% overhead.
Yeah, Salvation Army, I thought was I think the head guy there gets like $30,000 or $40,000 a year and a stipend on where to stay. So I mean, you know, it's difficult to dislike the what the Salvation Army spends to help poor people.
Right. Your opinions of their religious bend notwithstanding, they certainly do a lot of good work.
The Salvation Army provided me while I was in prison every single year with a toothbrush and some socks and other little sundries, maybe a couple of candies. And, you know, whatever I think about their particular religious bend, I put money in that red kettle every single year because they did something for me.
I'd go to their church, too, if I was freezing outside and needed a place to stay.
Yeah.
That was warm and get some soup. They're doing good work. And the thing is, you get to choose. We had somebody call in earlier tonight who was ringing a bell for them outside of a store. And you get to choose every time whether to give money to a charity. Maybe you think that it's a problem that they're religious and you decide you want to give money to some atheist charity. I don't know what they are, but, you know, they must be out there.
They must be out there. I mean, I think atheists have that big problem in the that they don't have.
They're poorly marketed.
Yeah.
In fact, you had some news about atheists.
I do. I have an article here
pull that up.
It just basically says that.
No, hold on. We'll get to that in a moment. Just to the point on welfare, though. You get to choose whether or not to give to welfare. You don't get to choose
To charity.
Excuse me. Thank you. For charity, you don't get to choose whether or not to give to the government's welfare program.
And thus, you have inefficiencies in the government's welfare program.
Right, because they know they're going to get the budget next year, whether or not you like it, whether or not you appreciate their services.
Right. It's not charity. It's an entitlement. And when you have an entitlement, and some people will call that giving with dignity, when you have an entitlement situation, you're going to have people, you know, acting like they're entitled. And people who are acting like they're entitled generally aren't nice folks to hang out with.
Right.
Sorry to say.
So to advocate, as we have done and will continue to do, to advocate to end the government welfare system is not to say throw poor people out in the street. It is not to say, you know, to harm the elderly. It is not to say any of these things. It's to say that if you really are compassionate about other human beings and the situation in which they find themselves, then the most compassionate choice is to get the government out of it, because then the money that is currently being taken by force by the government could then be allocated to charity, private charity, on your own volition. You choose which charities to send the money to, and then they use it much more efficiently than the government will. Not only do they use it more efficiently, meaning the overhead of the program is lower, but also the money that they're paying out is going to the right people. If your issue with welfare is the recipients you claim are lazy, well, then give money to a charity that incentivizes good work, that incentivizes people to keep up on the job hunt or whatever, you know, get skills training like Goodwill. They give people skills training. They put people to work. You know, they've got a program for these folks. There are case managers in a lot of private charities that actually care about the people they're helping. I'm not saying every government bureaucrat is a heartless, cold bureaucrat.
But they can get away with it because they have a union job that would allow them to be a heartless, cold individual and still keep, their position.
Yeah,
I can understand why one gets jaded doing that kind of work.
Yeah.
I absolutely do understand. But
I mean, your wife used to work at the government welfare office, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a type of welfare office.
She was a social worker,
vocational rehabilitation office, and stories that she told are, you know, frankly hilarious.
Right? Wasn't one of the stories basically that she was working too hard and she was told to tone it down?
She wasn't told to tone it down, but you know, the other employees would jibe her about it.
That she was working too hard, making it look bad.
Right. I mean, she was done by August, what they were supposed to be done by December, yeah. And they took her cases and handed them out to the other employees right at the end of her being done with them, so that she would be, you know, spreading the wealth, essentially.
Right. So I want to give my charitable dollar to a charity that is actually paying attention to the recipients. I don't want a government welfare program where if you know how to work the system and you know what forms to fill out and you know where you need to file them and just so you can get a payment without anybody overseeing anything. I want these people to have to go and you know have sessions with people who want to help them, with volunteers, because lots of charities are actually run by people who care so much, they're willing to work for nothing. They're willing to work for the psychic income of knowing that they are helping people. Those are the kinds of places I want to give my money to. I'm not interested in supporting a government monopoly on allegedly helping people.
Yeah.
So
entitlement program.
So ending government welfare and replacing it with private charity is the most compassionate solution. But the problem is there are people in the liberty movement who don't understand how to present it that way. There are people who, like, for instance, Mark, you were talking about how you don't think you would do very well joining, like, the Democrat Party, for instance.
Yeah, I'd make a poor Democrat from the standpoint that, you know, people just wouldn't believe what I had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this in action earlier this week when Luther, who hosts a show with us on Monday nights, was at the Occupy Keene meeting this week with me, and he just couldn't hold back from doing the libertarian macho flash and and like dropping the word capitalism. Well, I'm a capitalist, and capitalism is good, and you know, like capitalism, yeah. This and capitalism. I'm like, oh no, Luther, what have you done? And so I sent him to. It, needless to say, it went over like a lead balloon with those folks. And
sure, capitalism isn't the right term to use at an Occupy movement.
Right.
Even though to us, what it means is you know people being able to exchange things freely.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's the whole word has completely been just destroyed. And I don't think that, and I think that actually over at freemanch.com just posted a great article about the word capitalism and how terrible it is and some suggestions for replacing it. Maybe we'll get to it, you know, get to the article in detail on another night on the show. But essentially,
I think he probably received a little bit of ribbing about that, too. You know, people love that term, capitalism, some of them.
I like what he suggests. Here. He says, if you're referring to a person who allocates money and other capital goods to produce goods and services, use the term entrepreneur. Like one of the guys at the Occupy Keene meeting,
yeah.
He's a farmer. He's an entrepreneur.
He is. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
He would never call himself a capitalist, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't call myself that either. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, and we'll talk about the atheist thing. Come up. Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yeardley is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yeardley superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yeardley set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why didn't you tell me about it? Your kid and a wife!
Go to YeardleyMovie.com. That's YEARDLEY Movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on YeardleyMovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's YeardleyMovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and only moments remain. In this Saturday edition of the program, if you don't get in tonight, don't worry about it. We do this thing 7 nights a week. And join Mark for the Sunday show. And if you don't get it on your local radio station, well, give him a call.
They'll still hear you on other radio stations when you call in. Just go to freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's true. And you can, of course, listen over at freetalklive.com. But contact your local talk station. Tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live. Because usually they hear from the people that don't like their programs. So it's nice.
Yeah, that's all they ever hear. Yeah. So this is advice for any radio program, yeah. Frankly.
It's nice to hear from people that appreciate a show. So give your local station a call. Ask for the program director. And tell them thanks for Free Talk Live. And then ask real nice like to get more Free Talk Live. Because we do this, as I say, 7 nights a week as we continue here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
That's right, SACL CAI. They do accounts receivable for businesses. They can do it for your business. They'll do it with respect. They'll do it with integrity. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun, and then if we get a chance, we'll get the atheist story in here about what people think about them. Let's go to Alex in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. I had just heard a little bit earlier. I haven't been listening for the past about hour or so, but the guy who was talking about overpopulation, this really doesn't have anything to do with overpopulation, but you mentioned something about sort of medieval society, and it got me to thinking about the society that was developed in early medieval Iceland, mm-hmm. and how it was a very low government kind of society, having been formed by individuals who kind of fled from a fledgling tyranny that had been built, was being built in Norway. I thought it was a really interesting model to see how basically people who had moved to a place because they had valued liberty, and that was the primary reason, because they had valued their property rights for the most part, was the reason they had moved there. Are you guys familiar with that at all?
Yeah, we've heard about the medieval Iceland thing over the years. I believe, was it Friedman that wrote about it in his one of his books?
I think so. You know, I mean, it's held up as one of these quote-unquote anarchist societies. But, I mean, it had governance. It was just, a more voluntary form of governance.
And they had some level of competing arbitration, did they not?
Yeah.
Yes, they generally had four regional courts that met and different times of the year, and one central court that met once a year. And generally all these courts did was arbitration between, people who had certain, who had a difference about something. And the only real officials would be basically someone to oversee each of the regional courts. And they had a local official who would speak in the courts called a gothi, or the individual, the territory or whatever they represent was called a gothard. Basically, it was a very almost completely voluntarily held office, and that the only reason you got to hold the gothard was because people trusted you.
Yeah, so you're essentially like a village elder in that particular case.
Yes, if people ceased to trust you, they could shift their allegiance to another individual who they thought would better represent them.
Yep, it's interesting. Now, was it, which king was it that ended up overthrowing the island?
I'm not sure which king, but...
Because obviously it didn't last. It did go on for a while,
a couple of centuries. For roughly close to 400 years.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, back in the day when information didn't exactly travel lightning speed like it does now.
Also, wars of conquest really don't happen as much now as they used to. I mean, you have to couch your war of conquest in some kind of war of retribution for some kind of slight or something like that.
And it happens less often in the First World as well.
Protecting people or something like that. Yeah.
So let's do it again. Let's bring people who love liberty all to the same place and be free. That's what we're doing, actually. That's the Free State Project.
Yes, it's not that different in a way.
No, it's really cold in New Hampshire, just like it is in Iceland.
Yes, I would move there, but. Yes.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of family ties to where I live.
Bring them up with you, man. Hey, thanks for the call, Alex. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That family, it's a big...
Family makes the moving tough.
A big, big reason.
I moved mine up.
Not going. Let's go to Brett. Listen, the question is, what do you want for the future of your family? Are you going to have freedom in Tennessee, California, Texas, Florida, wherever you are?
It was not in Florida. That's where we moved from.
Are you going to have freedom? Is your daughter, son, granddaughter, grandson, are those young people, are they going to grow up in a free place? I'm not guaranteeing that New Hampshire is going to be free, but it sure looks...
It's already freer. It's the freest state.
It already is freer, and it sure looks like it's going to get more free as more freedom-loving people come here. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. The Mormons moved to Utah, had an undoubted effect on Utah. The hippies moved to Vermont. They had a big effect on Vermont. And the liberty lovers are going to move to New Hampshire and are moving to New Hampshire. And we're going to have a big effect here.
So are having. I mean, that's already, 12 state reps are, 12 to 14 state reps are
right.
Free State Project members.
So where do you want your grandkids to grow up? In what environment do you want for them? Where do you want them to grow up? How do you want that to be for them? And if you're worried about what mom will think or what dad will think about where you're going, well, what do they want for their kids? What do they want for their grandkids? Don't they want the best for them? And wouldn't the best for them to be in a free society where, you weren't forced to pay for these government monopoly education programs, could educate your kids in the way that you wanted to?
I can tell you my mom would rather have my child down in Florida, period.
Yeah? That's a shame. That's very selfish of her.
Well, she doesn't she doesn't see these ideas of liberty necessarily being the ones that are going to work. I mean, when you're a conservative or a liberal, you think your ideas work,
well,
right?
It's a good thing you're not still living to make your mom happy.
And I'm not.
Let's talk to Brett, listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Hey, Brett.
Hey, one of the things you guys were discussing welfare earlier, and you're talking about how the bureaucrats don't seem to care. One of the sides that you didn't really discuss was you know, got to bear in mind, those programs' budgets really and truly are based on the number of people on their books. So it's not in their best interest to try to get people out of the system. They want
more
people on the system. The more people you have on the system, the larger your budget is. The larger your budget is, the more people you can hire. The more people you can hire, the more you promote within. Ergo, everyone, if you work in that system, it's in your best interest, or it's in that system's best interest to perpetuate it.
I'd say you nailed that one, Brett.
They're not in that business of getting people off, because that's kind of like, you know, they'd be working themselves out of a job.
Well said, sir. Anything else you want to share?
Sir?
I said, well said. Anything else you want to share?
No. I that's just one of the sides that you guys didn't discuss. We have a huge population that's on the dole here in Charleston, South Carolina, and unfortunately, you know, there's no end to it.
You nailed it. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Atheists, Mark, what's the news about them?
Well, it's
I used to be one.
Yeah, this is from CTVBC.CTV.ca.
I guess I still am an atheist when it comes to the monotheistic daddy god.
Well, you don't believe in that, but
right.
Yeah. Says atheists are roughly as distrusted as rapists, according to a UBC study. Atheists are distrusted as roughly as the same degree as rapists, according to a new University of British Columbia study exploring the distaste for disbelievers. The research, led by UBC psychology doctoral student Will Garavis, found distrust to be the central factor motivating antagonism towards atheists among the religious. Where there are religious majorities, that is, most of the world, atheists are among the least trusted people, Garavis said in release, with more than half a billion atheists worldwide, this prejudice has the potential to affect a substantial number of people. Researchers believe the negative perception of atheists may stem from some people's misunderstanding of morality. A 2002 Pew poll suggests half of Americans believe morality is impossible without a belief in God.
Mm.
In fact, I believe it's just the opposite. Morality is doing what you believe is right, even though people may disagree. I believe that doing a religion is, you know, doing what people tell you, even though it may be immoral. And there's lots of examples for this. You may not believe it's true in your religion, but you can definitely believe it's true in other people's religion. So, yeah, moral and religion, they are not congruous. Now, I'm no atheist. I believe there's a God. I believe he set up a system of morality that, you know, sort of works, that the morality works in this world, and that's why it's called morality.
Well, and the rules of cause and effect apply to everybody, regardless of their religious beliefs. And
yeah.
Atheists are subject to them as well, and they can follow their own inner light.
What it says to me that they're making a decision for themselves, and I like the idea that somebody's actually making a choice for themselves.
See you tomorrow on freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.